We are on Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, there are 14 meals that a person is obligated to eat in the sukkah. Now, in case you were thinking, you can just sit down on the first day and cover them all at once. So he says, no. Achas b'yom, achas b'layla. One every day, one every night. So that means you have to have a day meal, you have to have a night meal. Every single day of sukkahs for a total of 14. Kitzvah usually means like an end. This week's parasha, parasha doesn't mean kates. There's like a kates, this is a kitzvah. So Rashi right away says it doesn't exactly mean that, because in the kitzvah means, well, 14. I mean, you know, you could have 15, 16, 25, you know, like just eat up, you know, it's a party. So Rashi says that's not really the issue. Rashi writes, Ein ledavar kitzvah, imrata lehisanois, ein anazukukin loy. It's really in the opposite direction. In terms of the minimum, Rashi says if a person wants to fast on sukkahs, so then, you know, we don't bother him. Im yochal yochal chutz l'sukkah. But the thing is, he may not have to eat at all, but if he is going to eat, so then he can't eat outside the sukkah. But there's an exception to that. Sounds like you fast the whole sukkah, you never have to eat once. But except for the first night of sukkahs alone. That night, everyone agrees, you have to eat that first night meal in the sukkah. Of course, we know this why. Well, how does this always come up every year? The first night?
When you have your meal in the sukkah?
Yeah, because even if it...
Even if it rains.
Thank you. Even if it rains, right, everybody knows that you gotta sit there and get wet and have maybe your kiddush and like a kizayas or something like that in your sukkah, and then you come in. Because even though we have a pitur, there's an exemption from sukkah, mitzta'er, that we did discuss a little bit. So if it's raining, a person's mitzta'er, just like the buki bugs. So this person's mitzta'er, it's raining. Nonetheless, the first night there's a mitzvah to have the suda in the sukkah, and therefore the first night is different. Okay, but in any case, here you have machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer says you have to have two meals, one in the day and one in the night, every single day of sukkahs. And the Chacham say, absolutely not. The first night there's an obligation, but the rest of the time, it's totally optional. It is interesting. I don't know if this is a valid diuk really or not. But the Chachamim say, ein ledavar kitzvah, chutz mimei leila yantif rishon shel chag. Is that how you would have said it? Would you have said, there's no minimum, except for the first night? Is that how you would have said it? Or you would have said, listen, I agree to you the first night, but the rest of the time there's not an obligation. Isn't that how you would have said it? The first night, yeah, I agree with you, the first night there's an obligation, but not the rest of the time. Why do they have to say, absolutely not, you never have to eat in the sukkah, except for the first night? So those of you who saw the Gemara saw that because the shita of the Chachamim technically is that you never really have to eat in the sukkah. It's true. There's a separate obligation, as we'll see, on the first night. It's a separate obligation. But that has nothing to do technically with the regular mitzvah of Teshvu Ke'ein Tadu. So hopefully it'll be clarified.
Aren't both statements equivalent? No.
What do you mean?
Meaning, the Chachamim said you don't have to eat in the sukkah at all, right? Except for the first night.
Okay.
The opposite would be you only have to eat in the sukkah on the first night, but not on all other days.
Okay. You're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say is like this. What is the reason why the Chachamim agreed to the first night? As we'll see in a minute, this all really revolves around the principle of Teshvu Ke'ein Taduru, that you're supposed to live in your sukkah like you live in your house. So, as they say, Mimma Nafshach. Either way you look at it, how could the Chachamim say the first day there's an obligation? If you're going to tell me that you have to eat in your sukkah just like eat in your house, and you always have meals in your house, you have a lunch and a dinner every day in your house, so then you got to eat your sukkah that way. If you're the Chachamim and you're telling me that you never have to eat in your house because you can always eat at somebody else's house, you can always go out to a restaurant, you don't have to eat in your house, so then you never have to eat. Why in the world the first night is different? See, if the Chachamim would have said, I agree with you the first night, but not after that. It sounds like they're saying, I agree with you in your principle the first night, and not the rest of the time, which is not true. Because as we'll see, the Chachamim don't agree to the principle at all. They have a totally different reason why the first night you have to eat in the sukkah, is not really because of the sukkah.
Well, you could also just say even some person except you have no obligation to eat it. Like, that would lead to the question, oh, do you not have an obligation on the first night? Then you get the whole explanation.
What I'm trying to say is that the reason I'm suggesting to you, the reason why the Chacham said it in such a strange way is because they really meant it exactly the way they said it. They meant you never have to eat in your sukkah in terms of the mitzvah of sukkah. In terms of teishvu ke'ein taduru, you never have to eat in your sukkah because the way the Chacham look at it is that you never have to eat in your house either. So then what in the world's going on with the first night? Chutz, except for the first night, because there's a separate obligation altogether that has to do with the first night. But it has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Teshuva Kein Tadur. I'm suggesting that's why they said it that way. Yeah? Okay. V'oid Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Mishalei Achal Leile Yantef Arishayin. He requires you 14 meals. So what if a person missed one? If he didn't eat the first night in the sukkah, Yashlim Leila Yantefa Acharin Shel Chag. What's Yashlim? Yeah, it's like to pay it back almost, you know? It's like you have to pay it up. You have to replace it. Tashlumin. What's Tashlumin? Where does Tashlumin come up? Davening. That if a person, what? How does that work? If a person misses, then you make it up. That's called Tashlumin. If you miss Shacharis, you daven Mincha twice. Tashlumin. So it's a repayment of sorts. It's a replacement of sorts. So if a person missed the first Yantif Rishon meal, he should be Yashlim. He should replace it with the Yantif Acharon, the last night of Sukkot. Anybody have any idea what that means? So what does it mean, though? What does he do? So let's say the guy didn't have a meal the first night of Sukkot. He passed out. He fell asleep. Woke up the next morning. What should he do on Shmini Atzeres?
Have that meal.
But he's already having a meal on Shmini Atzeres.
It's the second meal. I have two meals.
No?
No.
No.
I don't know.
What do you do with Shmoneh Esrei?
You say two Shmoneh Esreis. Yeah.
Two Shmoneh Esreis. Well, if it's Tashlumin, you have two meals, no? So that's what it meant? That's what it means. So that's what we think it means at this point? We're good?
I guess we're going
to
go with that.
Go with that? Okay, we'll see if that's right or wrong. But it makes sense. That's what I would have said, right? That's what makes sense. Okay. You cannot make it up, or maybe you should not make it up. Where does Tashlumin come from? Who says you can make it up anyway? What does that mean? Any idea where davening, where Tashlumin comes from by davening? Why should there be a count? You missed davening. So you missed it. What do you mean Tashlumin? So this comes from Karbanos. We have a little bit of a contradictory idea by Karbanos. On the one hand, we say, avar zmano, batel karbano. If you missed the time of your karban, sorry, you missed it. It's gone. On the other hand, when it comes to the certain karbanos that you have to bring when you come to the Beis HaMikdash, so if you did miss it the first day, you have the rest of Yontif to make it up. This is one of the reasons everyone gets so excited about Shavuos, is that after Shavuos, there's no Chol HaMoed, but you still don't say Tachanun for like a whole week, you know? Why? Because those people, which is the mainstream minig, don't say Tachanun for as long as you can still bring your korban. Yeah? So you have those 7 days. You have the whole 7 days, like a regular Yom Tov, to bring the korban. Tashlumin. So the reason why if a person misses Shacharis, he can daven Mincha twice, is because our tfilos correspond to korbanos. So because they have the element of korbanos, it allows you for Tashlumin. I have a kasha on this. It's not really a kasha on this. It's a kasha on something else. What happens if a person forgot to say Asher Yotzer? Well, no problem. When you remember, you should say it, right? But what happens if you have to go to the bathroom again? And then you go to the bathroom. Can you say two Asher Yotzers?
You say one for both.
You say one for both, no? So you take a look at Shulchan Aruch, where the Mechaber says you say two Asher Yotzers. We don't pass in that way. What's going on over there? Tashlumin! Tashlumin for Asher Yotzer. How's it Tashlumin for Asher Yotzer? So if you come up with an answer to that, then you can for sure get a Sunday absence, whatever. I don't know. That would be a good one. If you can answer that question, ooh, that'll get to you something. But that's interesting. Why in the world is Mechaber thing when it comes to Asher Yatzar? Okay, Asher Yatzar has Tashlumin. Why would that have Tashlumin? Strange, no? Okay. What about us? If a person missed the meal according to Rabbi Eliezer on the first night, he can make it up to Yatzar. Why? Unless you want to suggest the meals have to do with Karbanos? Is that what you want to say? What does Rashi say? Rashi. Yashlin. Yashlim sudaso zos biyantefa achron rishmini atzeres viafal pisha eino besuka. Ooh, that's an interesting point. What does Rashi mean? Viafal pisha eino besuka. So we raise an interesting question just in general. Why in the world can you make up a meal? What does that mean? Why? Who says you have to? And what does that mean to make it up anyway? You have two meals, so that's your meal. Do you have to break it up and have an extra meal? You have like mamash and ashala shudis. Okay, I guess that at least looks like an extra meal. But, I mean, does that work? So, yes, the answer is Rabbi Eliezer says it does, but it's a little strange, right? A little strange. Okay. But then Rashi, what's bothering Rashi? What did Rashi say about Sukkah?
Rashi said the first time you missed eating the Sukkah, and now this time you're God, you're already eating the Sukkah.
But you can't.
But you can't eat the Sukkah.
Right? V'afal pisha eina b'sukkah. What do you mean? What does Rashi mean, afal pisha eina b'sukkah? What does he mean? Because it's Shmini Atzeres.
Even though you're not eating the Sukkah,
so go ahead and eat it in the sukkah.
What?
Wait, okay, let's work this through. You ready? This is fascinating, right? So there's so much going on in this. Okay, let's try to just break this apart a little bit. So Rashi's bothered by a problem. We started off with saying, Rabbi Eliezer holds, you have to have 14 meals. If you missed your first meal, what about the rest of them? There's no touch on it? Only the first one? Okay, he doesn't really explain that. So that's also a question. But we'll leave that one aside. The first one, if you missed it, you can make it up on Shmini Atzeres. Rashi, so we asked ourselves, what's pshat in that? Like, well, how can you make up a meal? What does that mean? Okay, so how do we answer that? Rashi's bothered by it, but wait a minute. If that mitzvah was a meal of sukkah, how do you make it up on Shmini Atzeres when you're not eating in a sukkah? So you'll answer, just
go eat in the sukkah.
Eat in the sukkah. So there are two problems with that. One problem is, it's not a sukkah anymore. Because no more mitzvah sukkah. Right? So you can't. You hear that? Or should I say it again? Is it a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? Is your sukkah a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres?
No. It's just a
sukkah. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't count, right? Like, it doesn't do you any good. It's just a hut. So you can't. What if you want to anyway? Well, are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to eat in your sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? What might that be a problem of? Let's say you wanted to add a few days of sukkahs. You allowed to do that?
Definitely not.
Why not? What do we call that? Alright, what do we call that? You try to add on the mitzvahs. Teres says baal, tosifu. Lo sosifu, right? Lo sosifu is the lashon of the pasuk. You mean that you're just kind of, it's nice weather.
Yeah.
So that's, by the way, that's what we do, right? The Hasidim do not eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Mainstream minhag Ashkenaz, families have minhagim, but mainstream minhag Ashkenaz is that we eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, the first day Shmini Atzeres, right? The Chutzaretz, without a bracha. Because as long as it's nice enough outside. You gotta wear your winter jacket because it's a little sketchy, right? But okay, that's the minhag Ashkenaz, right? But that's because it's a suffix, which day it is. But if there's no suffix, you live in Eretz Yisrael, you can't eat in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres. That looks like you're adding on to the mitzvah of sukkah. So there are two problems with trying to make up your meal on Shmini Atzeres. One problem is, it's not in a sukkah by definition. The other problem is that maybe it's baltosif if you try to eat it in the sukkah. Okay, but wait a minute. Rashi's making a fascinating assumption. Rashi's saying that to make up a sukkah's meal, you should have to eat it in a sukkah. Do you agree with that?
Makes sense.
What are you trying to make up exactly? Trying to make up a sukkah meal? Or a meal?
Sukkah meal.
Rashi clearly is assuming that it's a sukkah meal. And how do you do that? So Rashi says, Gemara Parach Halo, the Gemara will ask on it, so I guess we'll let the Gemara speak for itself. But that's at least, wow, a lot of very interesting things going on in the Mishnah. So that's what Rabbi Eliezer says, is that if you miss it the first night, don't worry, you yashlim, leile yante v'acharen shalchag, you can make it up on Shmini Atzeres. Ein ledaver tashlumin. No, there's no such thing. There's no such thing as tashlumin here. Maybe they hold because it has to do with karbanos. It's not a korban. Like, what are you talking about? Maybe they hold from the beginning. It doesn't make any sense. I don't know. They don't explain. Vazen emar, on such a problem, it is said, mu'uvas l'yuchal iskoin, something which is crooked, you cannot fix. V'chisarin, something which is lacking, l'yuchal l'himanos, you can't count. Count? Doesn't l'himanos the count? Shouldn't it say something else? If something's lacking, you can't. How do you say it in English? Something lacking, you can't.
You can't count it.
Count it?
Yeah, not like literally like count it. Like
I mean, if you have something and it has, it's like missing a piece. So you call it?
It's lacking.
You can't like fill it up or something. You know, if it's lacking, you can't like complete it or fill it or something. What do you mean you can't count it? L'himalos mivoyle. You should have said something like fill it. No. All right, so we'll have to come back to that too. It's a YBC song for all of you guys out there. Yeshiva Boys Choir. This is the Yeshiva Boys Choir song. No? That's my voice. Okay. Anyway, okay, so that's the machlok, because Rabbi Elazar Chachamim. 14 meals, and the Chachamim say no, only the first night. And the second issue is there tashlumin for it? Asks the Gemara, my time is Rabbi Elazar. What is the reason that Rabbi Elazar thinks you have to have 14 meals on Sukkot? My answer is Teishvu Kein Tadiru. That the Pasuk says, Besukos, Teishvu, Shivas Yamim. The way that you have to fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah is called Teishvu, by dwelling in it. What does it mean, dwelling in it? Teishvu, you dwell in it, Kein Tadiru, the same way that you live in your house. Madira, Achas, Yamachas, Velayel, adjust in your house the way you eat as you have 2 meals a day. Typically, a person has some sort of a meal in the morning, some sort of meal at night. The way you have to fulfill the mitzvah sukkah is one in the day and one at night. Does this help you understand why Rashi thinks it has to do with sukkahs? With sukkah, I mean? And why does Rabbi Elazar think you have to have 14 meals? Is it a halacha in celebrating Yom Tov?
No.
It's not a halacha in Simchas Yom Tov, right? What's it a halacha in?
Sukkah.
In sukkah. It's part of the fulfillment of sukkah. Teishvu ke'in taduru. So if you missed it the first day, you didn't fulfill your living in sukkah properly. So okay, you can make it up the last day. Rashi, how do you make it up the last day? It's part of the mitzvah of sukkah. So if you could be in your sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, okay, says Rashi, I guess I can hear it. But either you can't be in it, or you can't be in it. You can't be in it because it's not possible, because it ceases to be a sukkah, now it's a hut, as Albert said. Or you can't do it because it's a violation of adding to the Torah. Rabbanon, why do Rabbanon think you don't have to have 14 meals then? What are they coming from? Kedira, it has to be like your house in the same way, but in a totally different way. What do you mean? Madira, just like your home. If you want to eat, eat. You don't want to, you don't have to eat. You don't have to eat. Eat elsewhere or not eat at all. Avsuka, so to sukanami. If you want to eat, great. If you don't want to eat, you don't have to. So they're understanding that while if you do want to eat, you will have to eat in the sukkah, at least certain things, snacks we spoke about in the past, but certain things you do have to eat in the sukkah, but you don't have to eat. Part and parcel definition of dira is not they have to eat. A person can live in his house his whole life and he doesn't have to eat. But okay, you're going to eat eventually, and certain meals generally you have in your house. So if you're going to eat, it has to be in a sukkah. But you don't have to. There's no obligation to eat because of the mitzvah of sukkah. So wait a minute. Asks the Gemara, Yachi, if that's true, I feel a leila yom tov rishonami. The first night also, there's no obligation to eat. Why did the Chachamim say the first night you have to eat? Right? Why did they say the first night you have to eat? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shemesh Ben Yai Tzadok Nemar Kan Chamisha Sar VeNemar Chamisha Sar B'Chag HaMatzos. The language of the Torah is the same when it comes to Sukkot and when it comes to Pesach. What's the pasuk? So it says Daber Bnei Yisrael Lemar B'Chamisha Asar Yoyim L'Chodesh Hashvi Hazeh Chag HaSukkos. So it says Chamisha Asar by Sukkot. And when it comes to Pesach, it says v'chamisha asar yom lachodesh hazeh chag hamatzos. Mala halan laila. So there's igzera shava. That's assumingly what it means. Is that there is the two words used in the same place chamisha asar? You have to ask yourself. I mean, you have to tell me what the date is, right? So well, why is that okay to make igzera shava? You have to ask yourself, what really is the limud here? But whatever it is, the Gemara is saying that there is some equation between the first day or the first night of Pesach and Sukkot. It says Chamishasar by both. So what? Malahalon, just like when it comes over there, Lahalon means over there, by Pesach, Laila Harishon Chayva, the first night is an obligation of eating matzah, Mikan Ve'elech Rishus, and the rest of Pesach, you don't have to eat matzah. Avkan Laila Harishon Chayva, so too, here, even here by Sukkot, the first night is an obligation not to eat matzah, but to eat bread. Mikan ve'elech, and from then on, rishus is optional. Yeah.
Did you say before that when at the chacham hold that you don't have to eat your sukkah because you don't have to eat, but if you do eat, then you need to eat in your sukkah?
Right. They do agree that if you do have a meal, you have to eat it in the sukkah. You're not allowed to eat outside the sukkah. It's just that they don't think there's an obligation in terms of sukkahs to eat in the sukkah. In other words, you're not obligated to have 14 meals in the sukkah. What? Okay. So there are a lot of details in working this out. So just very, very, very briefly, the Rashi works out the details of this. There are several psukim when it comes to eating matzah on Pesach. And that's why there's only an obligation on the first night. On the one hand, it sounds like you have to eat matzah all of Pesach. On the other hand, it sounds like the last day, you don't. It's like an atzeres, that's like optional. So there's a rule, one of these rules of how to learn Torah in terms of mitzvahs, how to extract mitzvahs from Torah. Yud Gimel Midos Shetorah Midrashas Bahen, the 13 principles of elucidation of the Torah, that whenever you have an exception to a rule, so that exception ends up applying to the whole rule. So without getting into all of that, the bottom line is that because there's an exemption to eating matzah on the last day of Pesach, it's understood to mean that you don't have to eat matzah any day of Pesach. If you're gonna eat bread of some sort, it better be matzah. You're not allowed to eat chametz. But you technically don't have to eat matzah if you don't want to. But there's another pasuk that says, Ba'erev tochlu matzos, that you have to eat matzah in the evening. Which evening is that referring to? The first night. So because of the pasuk of Erev Tochlu Matzos, we learned there actually is an obligation to eat matzah the first night of Pesach. So at the Seder, you actually have to, you must eat matzah. The rest of Pesach, technically, you don't want to, you don't have to. There are other inyonim, you're supposed to have a seuda, and simchas yontif, and there are other things that go into play here. But there is the technical mitzvah, you have to eat matzah the first night, and all the rest of the nights of Pesach are optional in that sense. That's why, by the way, the first night of Pesach, everybody's machmir on like all of their matzahs, yeah? You have to have shmura matzah, and has to taste burnt, and you know, I'm kidding. But, you know, like the first night we have, you know, a special shmura matzah, because we're makpid on that first night to make sure we fulfill this mitzvah properly of Be'erev Tochlu Matzos, which applies even to Zman HaZeh. Maror B'Zman HaZeh is Derabanan. Obviously we don't have a Korban Pesach, but matzah is Deraisa the first night. Hasam Minalan. So wait a minute. How? Oh, by Pesach over there, Minalan. From where do you know there's a mitzvah to eat matzah that night? Amar Kra be'erev tochlu matzos. Be'erev on that night, the first night of Pesach, you have to eat matzos. Hakasuv kavo chova. The pasuk is establishing it as an obligation. Okay. To know more about that, you got to go through that Rashi Mikan ve'elech Rishus, where he deals with how you know it's optional. The rest of Pesach and the first night is an obligation based on this pasuk, so it gets technical. So if you want to discuss it with me afterwards, feel free. But it's a technical point. So what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said, "Machlokas Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim. Rabbi Elazar holds you have to have 14 meals, one during the day, one at night, the whole sukkis. Why is that? Because that's how you normally eat your whole year in your house. And the Chachamim say, you don't have to eat, you don't want to eat. You have in your house doesn't mean you have to eat in it. When you buy a house, it doesn't come with conditions that you have to eat in your house. I told you the Shaila of the guy that had the house that he bought in Massachusetts somewhere, and he wanted to know if he has to put mezuzahs on it. Yeah? He bought it, he's going to rent it out. So what was basically the story? Well, it depends if he's living in it, right? Well, what does it mean to live in it? is eating part of living? You don't have to eat to live in your house. What's considered living in your house? Interesting question, right? Does it go by eating? Does it go by sleeping? If you're in yeshiva, where is the best place to light your menorah? Where do you live? Where do you live? Where do you sleep? Where do you eat? Should you be lighting your menorah in the caf? Should you be lighting menorah by your dorm room? So there's an interesting question over here. So this does seem to be a machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer very much considers your eating to be part and parcel of living in your location. And clearly the Chachamim are saying you don't have to eat. You don't have to eat. So that is interesting and applicable in other areas of halacha as well. And when I pointed out to you in the Mishnah, the Chachamim have this funny way of responding to Rabbi Eliezer, where they say, no, you don't have to eat in this, except for the first night. So you hear what I'm saying? The machlokas is over the teshuva kein taduru. What does it mean to live in your sukkah? Does it include eating? Chachamim say, no! So the Gemara says, well then, why the first night? Okay, whatever, that's a separate issue. That's because of this whole tesvav thing, because just like matzah, so to the first night of sukkahs, but it has nothing to do with living in a sukkah. It has to do with the technical requirement. You have to eat a meal the first night in the sukkah, but that's not a requirement because of teshuva kein taduru. It's a separate issue that has to do with a limud that comes from Pesach. So that's what I'm suggesting. That's why the Chacham responded to Rabbi Eliezer the way they did in the Mishnah. V'oidam Rabbi Eliezer. Now the tashlumin issue. Rabbi Eliezer also said, if you missed it the first day, you can make it up Shmini Atzeres. V'ha'am Rabbi Eliezer. Arba Shesudais. Oh, let me make one more point before we go on. I'm sorry. There's a Tosfos here. You see it's a deeper mask. It goes, Iboy Achil, V'boy Lo Achil. That all the rest of the days of both Pesach and Sukkot, if you want to eat matzah, great. If you don't, you don't have to. If you want to eat, you got it in your sukkah. But if you don't want to eat, you don't have to. So Tosfos says, this is interesting because that should have nafkaminas for Yalav Yavoy. What is the halacha if you forget Yalav Yavoy on Yantif? Do you have to repeat benching? Well, it depends on whether or not there's an obligation to eat on Yom Tov. If there's an obligation to eat on Yom Tov, meaning the source of the obligation is Yom Tov, and you forgot to mention Yom Tov in your benching, then you failed to mention why you ate. And you have to bench, quote-unquote, again. You have to bench for real. You have to do it again.
Well, Rav, what about Yalav Yavoy on something like Shacharis and Rosh Chodesh?
Rosh Chodesh is the same thing.
But you're not diving because you're going to dive in anyway.
But you have to mention Rosh Chodesh on the davening. Okay, maybe it's a slightly different issue there. But when it comes to benching, it would be the same issue. Do you have to have a seudah on Rosh Chodesh? So the answer is no. You don't have to have a seudah on Rosh Chodesh. If you ate bread and you had a seudah on Rosh Chodesh, are you supposed to mention Rosh Chodesh? Supposed to Yalav Yavo? Yes. But do you have to eat because of Rosh Chodesh? No. Well, then if you forgot Yalav Yavo, you don't have to bench again. But if the obligation of your seudah is because of the Yom Tov and you didn't mention it in your benching, you failed in your benching. You have to bench again. So it says Tosfos, we learned an interesting halacha from here. So on Chol HaMoed, if you forgot Yalav Yavoy, you don't have to eat. Since you don't have to eat, if you forgot Yalav Yavoy, what? What should be the consequence? You don't have to repeat your benching. But Yom Tov, because there is an obligation of a seudah, so then you're going to have to repeat it. Otherwise, that's what this Tosfos deals with over there. Okay. Vote on Rabbi Eliezer. Vote on Rabbi Eliezer. But didn't Rabbi Eliezer say, Arbis Reisudis Chayavarim Lechol Basuka Achas Yom Achas Belayla? Yeah, so what? What? What's the question of the Gemara? Gemara says, Vote on Rabbi Eliezer. If you missed your first night in the Sukkah, you can make it up on Shmini Atzeres. So the Gemara says, but that's a contradiction to what Rabbi Eliezer himself just said. Because Rabbi Eliezer himself just said you have to eat 14 meals in a sukkah, one in the day and one at night. Does anybody know what this question is?
Yeah, I understand it.
What's the question?
The question is, he says that you have to have 14 meals in a sukkah, right? Then, like, if you miss the first meal, you can make it up on Shmini Atzeres.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense because that's not
sukkah. Oh, everyone agree with that? Rabbi Eliezer, in the Seifa of the Mishnah, says that if you missed the first night, you can make it up on Shmini Atzeres. Rashi pointed out, and even though there's no more sukkah, either because it's not a sukkah anymore, or because it's a violation of Baal Tosef, right? So the Gemara says, but how can you make it up on Shmini Atzeres if you have to eat it in a sukkah? Right? Isn't that the question?
Doesn't make sense.
Right? So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, V'ha'amar Rabbi Eliezer Yud Dalet Zudas Chayiv Adam Lechol Basukah V'kevin De B'yoyim Acharoin. Since on the last day, meaning Shmini Atzeres, Lav Basukah Yosef, he is not sitting in a sukkah. V'im Yoshav Ba L'Shem Mitzvah. And if you want to sit in it to be Yotzei, the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah, over Abal Toysef, you violate an Avera of adding mitzvahs to the Torah. My Hashlam Ba Sukkah Ikachi. So how could you be replacing your mitzvah of eating in the sukkah on Sukkot, or eating in the sukkah? That's the catch. So what is the Gemara answer? Amar Bira. It's a good name, eh? Amar Bira. Amar Miami. Chazar boy, Rabbi Eliezer. Eliezer was Chazar. What does that mean? Yeah, he changed his mind. He went back, literally went back on what he said. What does it mean he went back on what he said? Who can explain this to me? What do you mean he went back on what he said? If he went back on what he said, so then he should have said, you don't have to eat any meals in the sukkah.
You can't make it up on, I think, it's not really specific, but I think it's saying you can't make it up on Shmini Atzeres.
You cannot? No, it's saying that that was his chazara, right? The fact that you can make it up on Shmini Atzeres means you don't have to have it in the sukkah. No?
No, I can get that in there.
Wait, how do you guys understand
it? This doesn't make sense. He can't eat in Shmini Atzeres to make it up for
him. But he says you can. That he says. He, on the books he said you can eat on Shmini Atzeres to make it up. Well, that depends on how you read this line.
Yeah, how are you reading it? That's how I was reading it.
How are you reading it? Did he change his mind from the Mishnah? Yeah. Well, we just said, erase it. That's how you read it?
Yeah.
Erase it.
No.
No. How, Jeremy, how do you read it? So Rashi learns that the Gemara is saying is that this reflects that Rabbi Eliezer changed his opinion from the Reisha. That's a Rashi.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense because it's a question on the Seifa.
How could the Seifa contradict the Reisha? That's the question, right?
That's what I'm saying. The Seifa is contradicting the Reisha. The Reisha is contradicting the Seifa. Oh, because then there will be an inability in the Reisha to say that you can make it up.
So the problem is the Reisha. So Elamai, the Reisha, he changed his mind. He said it, but he changed his mind in what's recorded in the Seifa. The Seifa is recording his final opinion, which was changed from his original opinion. So how does Rashi say it?
When the Seifa is saying that's where you can make it up.
Yeah, so let's see how Rashi understands it. Chazar Rabbi Eliezer, Eitzel Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer returned, he changed his mind, Eitzel Chachamim, meaning to become like the opinion of the Chachamim. Loimar, to say, She'ein ledavar kitzva, that there is no limit. You don't have to have 14 meals. V'im rata liyasanis yasanis, if you want to fast, fast. Chutz milele yantav harishayim. Wow. So Rashi learns, Rabbi Eliezer Mamash changed his whole opinion. You don't have to have 14 meals in the sukkah. How many meals do you have to have in the sukkah? One, just like the Chachamim. So what's going on in the Seifa? The Seifa is a very, very small machlokas. That one meal that everyone agrees you have to have in the sukkah, can you make it up on Shmini Atzeres or not? Rabbi Eliezer says yes, and Chachamim say no. Wow. That's a funny Mishnah, no? Tosfos does not agree to this. Take a look. Let's just see if we can figure it out from the last line. I'm talking about the whole Tosfos. But Tosfos said, Dibra Masel, Chazar Bo Rabbi Eliezer. You see where it says, Bamine Targima? So go up two lines from that. Towards the end of the line, it says, Lechach Nira Lefaresh. So therefore, I think the pshat is like this. Chazar Bo Rabbi Eliezer, Mimasha Hayam Matzrich Sukkah. Sukkah. Rav Tosfos learned, Rabbi Eliezer did not change his opinion that you have to have 14 meals on Sukkot. He only changed his mind that they're rooted in the mitzvah of Sukkah. What? When we said that he thinks you have to have 14 meals because it's how you're makayim teshuvu ke'ein taduru, so we said that's a mitzvah of Sukkah. Now Rabbi Eliezer says, no. It's a mitzvah of Yom Tov. Mitzvah of Yom Tov is that you have to have a suda in the day and night. But because it's a mitzvah of Yom Tov and not a mitzvah of sukkah, if you missed it the first night in the sukkah, guess when you can make it up?
The last night.
But there's no sukkah? That's right. That's what he changed his mind from. Because you don't need a sukkah. Originally, he thought it was a mitzvah in sukkah. And then, it's a mitzvah yom tov. So it's also yom tov the last day. So you can make it up then too.
So you can do it inside your house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah,
you thought it's not a mitzvah, so do you agree with the Chachamim?
Why does he use K? Why does he say Teshuvah?
Where does he get 14 from? What? What's your question?
No, my question.
What's your question?
What is my question?
Yeah.
My question is, why does he say that it's
he changed his mind. He originally thought Teshuvah came to Jeru. Did he change his mind? Nah, he agreed with the Chachamim, but you don't have to have 14 meals in your sukkah.
Okay, so then what's the source for saying that now? What's the source for his new opinion?
Where's the source of 14 meals?
No, what is his source that the meals are only a requirement of Yom
Tov? Well, so I'm saying 14. You could answer that, you know, there's a v'samachta v'chagecha. There's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, and maybe that has to do with Seudas. But where do you get 14 from? How do you know that? So, yeah, that gets a little sketchier. But in any case,
well, he gets 14.
Yeah, originally it was Teshuvah Kein Tadiru. Sukkahs lasts for 7 days,
right,
and therefore you have to have two meals a day just like you would in your house.
Right.
But if you get rid of that, what are you left with? So how does he learn out exactly? Where is he coming from? So according to Rashi's Pshat, no problem. He agrees with the Chachamim. He's only a mitzvah the first night because of the Gzeir Shavah. According to Taisvis, he got a little more details to work out. Where does he get it from exactly? Because he really is, he's maintaining his original explanation, but it's not rooted in sukkah anymore.
Right.
So you got to work that out a little bit better. But it's interesting. Each one has its mila and chesronos in the way they explain the Gemara. Okay, so that's what it means. Chazar, go ahead, Rabbi Eliezer, according to both Rashi and Taisvis, according to both of them, didn't read it like Adam read it. Not saying Adam necessarily wrong. Maybe you can find a reasonable theory that way. But the Pashup Shat in the Gemara is that the Seifa reflects the Chazara of Rabbi Eliezer from what he said in the Reisha. Rashi says it's a total Chazara. And Tosis says, no, it was not really Chazar. That's what's so funny about it. But he changed the detail, which would allow the Tashlumin and not have the problem of Sukkah. According to Rashi, how is it not a problem of sukkah? According to Rashi, how is it not a problem of sukkah? Why is it okay to eat in the Ibn Shmini Atzeres if the first night you have to eat in your sukkah? Because even according to the way Rashi learns, even according to Chachamim, the mitzvah of eating the first night is not rooted in the mitzvah of Teshuvah Kein Tadur. It's not mitzvah rooted. Yeah, it's a mitzvah of Yom Tov, just like on Pesach. Right. Mishalem b'mai. Mashlim, let's say. Mashlim b'mai. When you replace this meal, what do you replace it with? How do you do that? Ilema berifta. If you'll say it's with rifta, means bread. Suda do you make ka'achil? The meal of the day he's eating. Meaning, Shmini Atzeres looks like Shmini Atzeres. There's no extra meal here. You kill two birds with one stone. You eat one meal and it counts as two. How's that work? So the Gemara, interestingly enough, does not suggest he has to have two separate meals and like bench in between. The Gemara doesn't suggest that. The Gemara says, Elamai Yashlim. How is he going to replace it? Yashlim b'mine targima. He will replace it with various cooked dishes. Cooked dishes. Rashi. B'mine targima. La'achar shesilek. After he removed his basic meal, Yaviu parporois uma'adonim lifanov. He brings desserts, sweets, in front of him. Kugain, peirois, like fruits, v'kisnin. You guys have all heard of pasa baba kisnin, right?
Yeah.
Pockets, or sweet rolls, v'kafloitais, mevushalais, and all kinds of cooked stuff. So how's Rashi learning this? How's Rashi learning this? This is fascinating in terms of a lot of halachas of people's brachas. Actually, Rabbi Sol actually mentioned it yesterday when someone was talking about eating.
You're supposed to say, you're mentioning that you're supposed to say a bracha and include it or not.
Right. Okay, so traditionally, the way that people ate was that people had the main meal, and then the meal was taken away, and there was something called dessert at the end. What was the function of dessert? Even nowadays, the basic function of dessert is because you just had a lot of Chinese food, and everybody knows you better eat something after you eat Chinese food. Let that flavor will be in your mouth the rest of the night. So, you have that dessert. Why are you eating dessert? Because you're still hungry?
No.
No, unless you're a teenager. Okay. Always
room for dessert.
Always room for dessert. That's why. Because it's to cleanse your palate. So, the purpose of dessert is not to fill you up. The purpose of dessert is not to fill you up. Therefore, it's not part of yachalta v'savata. It's not part of your satiation of your meal. So, what does that mean? So, there are those poskim that say, reflected in Shonara Peshtabura, seems to be like, you know, the way people used to eat, is that you didn't always have dessert necessarily. If you did have dessert to cleanse your palate, that wasn't included in your meal, and even though it will be covered by Vechalta Vesabata Virachta at the end of the day, it will be covered by your benching, but it was not covered by your Bracha Rishona. It was not covered by your Bracha Rishona. Because when you made brachas in the beginning, it was to cover everything you're going to eat that's going to satisfy you. But fruit or sweets at the end of the meal is just there to cleanse your palate, and your bracha didn't cover it because it's not part of your meal.
Well, cleansing your palate satisfies you.
No. It just makes you not a bad breath. Or burp up, whatever. Right? It's not satisfying. It's filling.
Yeah, it is. The fact that I'm eating something sweet after the meal, it's satisfying.
That's a different type of satisfaction. What we mean by satisfaction is filling yourself up in hungry anymore. That's what severe, that's what satisfaction means. So, because of that, the bracha on dessert gets a little complicated. Why? Because anytime you're having a shahakol, you're having an ice cream, you're having ices, and even fruit. So, you don't fill up on fruit, right? Nowadays, we eat a little differently. Nowadays, a lot of people have like a fruit salad, and that's like lunch. So, okay, you know, maybe that would be different. I don't know. But in the times of Chazal, for sure, fruits were eaten as just like a palate cleanser. And therefore, any time a person would eat fruit, you would have to make a new bracha on it, even in the middle of the meal. It's not really part of the meal. But what if he's eating like a sweet roll? What if he's eating things that really do fill you up? So halacha lemaisa, I think most poskim say that when you're eating dessert, it depends on why you're eating dessert. If you're eating a shahakol, so then it's just really to just cleanse your palate, because it doesn't really fill you up. There's always room for jello.
But dessert? Let's say your dessert is a piece of sandwich.
No, that's not dessert.
That's
just not dessert.
Well, I say it's sweet sandwich. You can have a teriyaki like.
It's not dessert.
I mean,
it's what people eat for dinner. It's a dinner food.
You don't consider that. People could consider that.
No, not even that. People, what if you make dessert in your meal?
Is there such thing as a
dessert? Yeah. So now, here's the thing. It's possible to make a meal out of dessert when the dessert is filling. Cake, cookies, all these kinds of things are what we call pasa baba kisnin, which is a huge topic that we can't get into now, but we could go into more if you're interested. But anything which is of the bread family, it's satiating. So those types of things, if you eat them as a meal, you've got a wash and you've got a bench. Are you aware of this? If you sit down and you eat like a half a cake, you've got a wash and you got a bench and a half a cake. If that's your meal, that's your meal. Pasa baba kisnin. That's why this whole mizonos roll thing is all so sketchy. What do you mean a mizonos roll? That's your bread. That's your bread. You're going to a pizza place, and they write, "Our pizza is mizonos because we put fruit juice in the crust." Have you ever tasted fruit juice in your crust? You've never tasted it in your life. Give me a break.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. So, I'll be honest with you. Sephardim may have what to rely on. Ashkenazim, give me a break. I don't buy it for a second. I don't buy it. That is bread. It's not sweet at all. And until it's really sweet, like a sweet roll, so Ashkenazim say, that's hamotzi. Sfardim are different.
Serious question, there's pizza that has like chocolate pizza.
That's disgusting.
Right? Pineapple.
No, it's
pineapple
like
pizza. Seriously, there's pizza that has like cinnamon
Pineapple.
People make these chocolate chip challahs, right? They make challahs that are like really, really sweet. So it really depends. It's a tough line over there. Sometimes you have a challah that's a kokosh cake, and sometimes it's a challah, and you can tell by the consistency what's challah and what's really a kokosh cake.
Those fairy, you've seen the fairy challahs, right?
Calvary?
Yeah. What are you saying?
I don't remember. I don't know the last time I had one, but there's some line somewhere that's a little bit gray between when it is a sweet roll and when it is a challah for Ashkenazim. Sephardim will never make hamotzi on that unless they are koveya suda on it, unless that is the, like a cake. You're eating a cake. But that's the cake, that's your food, that's your bread for the meal. So then you're going to have to wash and make hamotzi on it anyway. Okay, to be that as it may, so this is also being reflected over here. How do you make up your meal from the first day on Shmini Atzeres? So says the Gemara, we're not suggesting that you have a second additional meal. Well, we kind of are. What do you mean we kind of are? Says Rashi, because you don't have to have dessert. You don't have to have mini targima. If you're going to have mini targima, so you make sure that you have mini targima at this meal on Shmini Atzeres to make up for your original meal. Because it's not really considered part of your meal. Wait, but do you hear that, Yisod?
Yes.
The dessert is not considered part of your meal. Wow.
But let's say regardless, you're going to have dessert.
Right.
Every meal you have dessert.
That's what I'm saying. So that's not, that seems like it's problematic.
It seems like it's problematic.
But the reason why it's not is because it is considered to be basically a separate meal. That's what Rashi said. It's considered to be a separate meal. And that's nafkamina is that we make brachas on it. So halach lemaise, I don't know if you've gotten a psak on this or not, but in general, it seems like the general approach is, while there are some that will never make a bracha on dessert because you have to have dessert with every meal, and if you're one of those people, then okay, I don't know, maybe you're right. But most people don't always have dessert. So when you have dessert, you have to make a bracha. Unless you're still hungry and you're eating mizonos. If you're still hungry and you're eating mizonos, so then that food you're eating is still to fill you up. In which case, you should not make a bracha on it. But if you're just eating shahakal stuff, ice cream, jello, anything, it's a shahakal type of bracha, so then that's not really filling you up anymore. It's just there to cleanse your palate. And then unless you're one of those people that always eats dessert, and therefore you would not make a bracha, most people don't always have dessert, and therefore you should make a shahakal on those types of things. But that's what Rashi's saying. That's the reflection.
Is this discussed in your house in the
comment? Yeah, no, but brachas deals with, you know, mina targima and all these kinds. Tosas is actually going to point out one little detail here, which is related to shalashudis. When you talk about shal, we're all over the place today, huh? When you talk about shalashudis a little bit. So hold on 1 second. So the Gemara says, how do you make up for the first meal that you missed on Shmini Atzeres, yashlim b'mine targima. You make it up with mine targima. Rashi said mine targima is both fruit as well as sweet rolls. Interesting, Rashi said both, and Tosu is going to jump on him in a minute. Tanina miyachi, we have a brisa like this also. Im hishlim b'mine targima yatsa. If you were mashlim, if you replaced your original meal on the first day of Sukkot with types of targima, you are Yotze. Now, what are mine targima? Well, you'll notice the Gemara didn't spell it out. Literally, what are targima?
Brownies.
Cooked dishes. Mine targima are cooked dishes. Rashi says in context it must mean dessert dishes. And he adds fruit, which is usually not cooked. Taisvis, you see Taisvis at the bottom one, be mine targima? Perish bakundris kagoin, peirois vikisin vikavli, quotes Rashi. And he says, it's not true. Rashi is wrong. Peirois are not mine targima. It's not true. And he goes to Yuma, he has a Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma says, obviously you can't just use fruit, because fruit, well, you just want to see how the Gemara says it? You take a look at the Gemara in Yuma. It says, the pire loiba isuka. Fruit, you do not have to eat in a sukkah. You do not have to eat fruit in a sukkah. Again, we said you could, right? It's not you are rough, you do. But you're not obligated to eat fruit in a sukkah. How do you know, says the Gemara? V'diyek mehacha. It's medayik from here. V'is al-kadaitach, if it'll occur to you that peiros by sukkah, that peiros actually do require to be eaten in a sukkah. Lishlim b'peiros. Why are you not able to fulfill your missed meal with fruit? Why are you not allowed to fulfill your missed meal with fruit? Rashi said you are allowed to fulfill your mixed meal with fruit. What? Why does the Gemara assume you can't do it with fruit? The answer is because it says mine targima. And the Gemara assumes mine targima are not fruit.
So then you can't do it.
So how does Rashi say it's fruit?
It's not cooked.
Vidachi. And the Gemara says, no. It could be that fruit do require sukkah because it's also shechik peiros. It happens to be that it's talking about a place where they didn't have a lot of fruit, you know? So then you got to use other things. Meaning targima. But if fruit's around, you can just fulfill it with fruit also. But still, it comes out that meaning targima are not fruit. V'bayisema, mine targima nami, mine pireninu. Maybe mine targima are also types of fruit. Ooh. Well, maybe that's where Rashi is coming from. The Gemara has two answers. Mikol mokamash madi pire libay sukkah. But nonetheless, it comes out that if you don't have to eat fruit in a sukkah, ain hashlama ma'alas v'peiris. So you can't replace your missed meal in a sukkah with fruit that you're not obligated to eat in a sukkah. Umine targima havu kigun basar v'dagim v'shar dvarin shalafim does a pass. So cooked food means meat, fish. Jamie, what did you say? You wanted your fish?
Salmon.
V'shar dvarin shalafim does a pass. Anything that you'll eat as a sandwich. Whoa. So this is a totally different shot. Tosis is saying mine targima doesn't mean dessert. Rashi's learning it's dessert food. Tosis, that's why it includes peiros. Tosis is learning it's just cooked dishes. So then Tosis said, okay, so you have to work that back into the Gemara. So this Tosis really, the way I explain the Gemara's Rashi works out very well, right? Because it's like a separate meal. Dessert is like a separate meal. I don't have to have dessert. So by having dessert, you're making up for your missed meal. According to Tosis, you just have meat at your meal. But again, you're back to the same problem. How is it recognizable that you're replacing the meal that you missed? But in any case, Nintesa says, and you shouldn't learn from here that you're allowed to fulfill Shalashuddis with Mine Targima on Shabbos. What does he mean? He's saying like this, wait a minute. How could it be that you can fill your mitzvah with Mine Targima? This is what's so interesting. So, according to Rashi, I don't know, it could even be from the bread family, this Mine Targima. Sweet rolls, which, if you're going to eat a lot of sweet rolls, for sure you have to eat it in your sukkah, right? It's like bread. So this is just saying it's even meat and fish and things like that. But you don't have to eat those things in a sukkah either. So, okay, we got to work that out. But without working out all those details, so this just says, what do you see from this Gemara? You can replace the meal you missed with meat and fish, whatever's called Mine Targima, correct? So that counts as a meal, correct?
Why not?
Obviously it does. Because you can replace your meal with meat and fish, without bread. No bread involved, correct? No bread involved. Meat, fish, whatever. Says, you see from here, you can fulfill the mitzvah of a meal with meat and fish without bread. So Shal Shidduch comes along, you're not really hungry, you don't have to wash any bread, you'll just eat some fish. Right? Isn't that what Gemara says? Says Tosis, just don't make a mistake. No. No. Why not? Says Tosis, because the way that we know you have to eat Shalashuddis is because of the Gemara has a pasuk. A pasuk says Hayom three times. So you have to have a Seuda three times, and you have to have bread because you have to eat mun. The mun, it says that the mun for Hayom, so that has to do with mun, has to do with bread. So even though you're right, there is a concept of a su'uda with just meat or fish, but Shalashuddis is based on man and the word hayom, and therefore it has to be bread. Wow! So this is very interesting. So halacha lemaise, if you look up the siman in Shulchan Aruch, which one is it? Reish Sadi Aleph or something? In Shulchan Aruch where it talks about, I looked up this morning, I think it's Reish Sadi Aleph, where you look up Shalashuddis, there it says, lichat chila, you're supposed to wash and have bread for Shalashuddis. You really can't because you're so stuffed and you can't, so then okay, you should have some mizonos. You really can't, so you can have what Tosfos says you can't have. Tosfos would stop there. Tosfos would say you have that bread. But we paskin that if you really can't eat, look at the you should follow Tosfos. Look at the you should have bread. If you can't, so you should have mizonos. If you can't, you should have meat. And then you ready for this? What if you can't even have meat or fish or whatever? What about fruit? Ooh. So Rashi holds that fruit is called Mine Targima. And it counts as a meal. Tosis holds fruit's not called Mine Targima. He has his raya from the Gemara, Yuma. So he holds fruit's not called Mine Targima. So fruit doesn't count as a meal, ever. So can you fulfill Shalashuddis with fruit? According to Tosis, no. According to Rashi. Maybe it's the same thing, not sure. Maybe same thing. But according to Rashi, is fruit Mine Targima? Yes! So Shulchan Aruch Mipaskin, you should obviously try to be machmir if you can. And the way it goes is, bread is the best. Otherwise, mizonos. Otherwise, meat, fish, things like that. Otherwise, really can't eat any of that stuff. Still be yotze b'di'eved with fruit. With fruit. Shalap and Shalap and Shalap, Agrippus HaMelech, Hashem Eliezer. So, Agrippus, the king, who was an interesting character, he had what's called Apotropus. Apotropus is a guy that's basically in charge of his money. So he asked Rabbi Eliezer, Kogoyin ani, what about a guy like, for example, me, she'eni ragyo le'echol el asuda achas bayon? I eat one meal a day. Ma'ho she'oichel suda achas v'ipater? Can I eat my one meal in a sukkah according to you and be exempt? Who's he asking? Rabbi Eliezer. Wait, but according to Rashi, Rabbi Eliezer was chozer from this.
What is he asking?
Sakasha. You don't have to have a meal every day. Huh? So two answers. One answer is, Rashi's wrong, Tosis is right. What's the other answer? He asked him before he was chozer. Okay, no. Amar Lai said to him, every single day, you draw yourself many parparos. Parparos are like desserts, sweets, things like that. For your own honor. Meaning you sit there and you eat your cakes, you eat your sweet rolls, you eat your whatever, you know, every day. And Sukkot, you're not even going to have one other dessert, one other sweet, one other little something or other for the kavod of your creator? Does that really answer the question? I don't know if it really answers the question. But he said to him, it's not right that if this is the way that you eat the rest of the year, and you're going to say you only have one technical meal, but still you sit down and you eat all kinds of other things. So if that's what you do the rest of the year, you should do that in your sukkah too. That's teshbo kein taru maybe. That's the way that you eat, and that's the way that we have to eat in the sukkah too. But it's not clear exactly what the technical thing is that he's saying. But he also asked him another question. Kagoyinani, you like me? Sheyesh li shtei nashim. I have two wives. Oh boy. Achas v'tiberia, v'achas v'tzipari. One in Tiberia, and one in Tzipari. This guy has got a double life. V'yesh li shtei sukkos. I have two homes, two sukkos. Achas v'tiberia, achas v'tzipari. Ma'o she'etzei misukkah l'sukkah v'yipater. Can I eat sometimes in one and sometimes in the other and be yotze the mitzvah of sukkah? Why, what's the problem? So it says, v'shukkah steish v'shivas yamin. And it says, chag ha'sukkah steas alecha, shivas yamin. Your sukkah has to be for 7 days. Okay, does that mean you have to eat in a sukkah 7 days? Or does that mean that the sukkah has to be your sukkah for 7 days? And it has to last for 7 days? So if it's just that you got to eat in a sukkah for 7 days, who cares which sukkah it is? But if this particular sukkah has to be your sukkah for 7 days, then you can't switch back and forth between sukkahs. So that's what he asked Rabbi Eliezer. Can I eat sometimes in one sukkah and sometimes in another? Now we, of course, all do this all the time. But Rabbi Eliezer apparently didn't agree with that. Amar loy loy. He said, no, you can't do that. You have to have one sukkah for all 7 days. Wow. Sha'ani yoimer, because I hold, I say, kol ha'yayti mesukkah l'sukkah, bato mitzvah se'shal rishayna. When a person goes from one sukkah to another, he nullifies his mitzvah of the original sukkah. Because you have to be in your sukkah for 7 days. And if you go to another one for 6 days, he killed the first. And now you only have 6 in the second.
This guy said that they're both his, so...
Yeah, so you have to pick one.
But he's saying that if you go to another sukkah, then you're like nullifying your other one. But if they're both his, then how do you nullify
the original one? If you go, you start in one, and you go to a second, you nullify the first. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, the Bryce of Rabbi Eliezer says, "Ein yoytzin sukkah l'sukkah. You can't go from one sukkah to another. Ein yoytzin sukkah b'chol shalmayit. And you also can't make a sukkah on chol hamayit. Why not? Same problem. Because it has to be a sukkah for 7 days." You can go from one sukkah to another. They don't hold this whole thing. You have to live in a sukkah for 7 days. It doesn't have to be the same sukkah all 7 days. How would we pass it, obviously? Like chachamim, right? And similarly, you can also build your sukkah on chalamay. Vishafin, But they do agree. They are equal. Shim nafla, that if the sukkah fell, shechayzer ubayne b'chal shalmayit, you're allowed to build it on chalmayit. Who is that a problem for? Chachamim? Who is that a chiddush for? Chachamim? Obviously not. It's a chiddush for Rabbi Eliezer. Since Rabbi Eliezer holds, you have to have one sukkah for all 7 days. If it fell down, and now you have to either rebuild it or build a new one, that should be no good according to him. My time at Rabbi Eliezer, so that's why they were asked, what's the reason Rabbi Eliezer allows it? Amar krach, haga sukkah tassel chishiv yomim. No, sorry, he's only asking what's the problem. Alright, so you know what? Let's just we'll pick up with this next time. It's already past this month. So remind me, let's pick it up from the bottom from Zion around. Guys, we're gonna dive in Chazaras HaShas, so if someone wants to